Welcome back to State of Belief Radio, everyone. I'm Welton Gaddy. A couple of months ago on this show, you heard from journalist Andy Kopsa on her work in Uganda, tracking the funding and inspiration for that country's deadly anti-gay campaigns. Today, Andy's back with us to talk about her ongoing coverage of the sad state of affairs in Mississippi in terms of teen pregnancy and the role religion is playing in obstructing effective sexual education in that state. Andy, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with an overview of the problem. Mississippi, most religious state, Mississippi, highest teen pregnancy rate, and you say there are connections between the two.
Yeah, I do. And I want to make a distinction is that it's a teen pregnancy rate versus teen birth rate. And teen birth rate is highest in Mississippi by a score of 55 girls out of 1,000 are giving birth as opposed to just being pregnant. And it is the most religious state, I don't know, 3 years running. I think the most recent Gallup poll came out in February. Well, the connection between the teen birth rate to the most religious state in the union that was most glaring to me was the place where politics and religion meet. Mm-hmm. And that for me was in sexual education, which was mandated for the first time ever last year to be taught in public schools. Mm-hmm. Now, not one law can change teen pregnancy rates or teen birth rates. Mm-hmm. But this law, which was sort of groundbreaking to teach sex ed for the first time ever, didn't go far enough, though. It doesn't allow for talking about condoms. Mm-hmm. And looking at the bill and spending a month in Mississippi interviewing a number of people, the answer I got over and over again about this specific bill, about the thoughts and ideas about teen birth rates and how to address it are fueled by the belief of the few, right? And the belief of the few in power. Mm-hmm. And that trickles downhill from their governor, Phil Bryant, mm-hmm. who is evangelical in his beliefs, which in and of itself is not bad, mm-hmm. but it rails against contraception and just basic scientific information. So, as you said before, this is an ongoing investigation and more will be revealed. But from a very basic standpoint, looking at sexual education through the lens of this bill, which is the first of its kind, we can make those arguments that connection is definitely there.
Mm-hmm. Religion in Mississippi is pretty conservative, and so probably any references to sex in most of the congregations in Mississippi would be an abstinence-only approach. Yeah. But then here you have just the opposite of that happening in the culture.
Right. Religion, for better or worse, in Mississippi, in this very conservative type of religion, completely ignores the facts. And the fact in Mississippi is that something like 56% of teens are having sex, that 35% are not using protection, that this state has the highest, you know, teen birth rate, child poverty rate. Mm-hmm. But instead of dealing with it in a really holistic way, you have a bill that was implemented that is based in religious ideology, mm-hmm. you know, and so they're just sort of ignoring the problem.
Yeah. I was particularly startled by a scene you described with educators that seemed to be completely shut out of the whole process. Would you talk about that?
House Bill 999, which is the bill we're talking about, has been a long time in the making. And when it finally came to fruition, and it's been pushed by a lot of comprehensive sex education advocates. The law did not require the Board of Education of Mississippi to communicate with the Board of Health when making basic decisions about curriculum that would be taught in school for sex education. So the Board of Education, in a vacuum, put together a group of very conservative individuals, not bringing in the Department of Health on what curricula to teach. So what you got as a result was this split down the middle between abstinence only, which you alluded to, and something called abstinence plus, which is comprehensive sexual education light, or Mississippi comprehensive education, which is really not inclusive of any talks and descriptions mm-hmm. and about contraception and about some of the very basic things. Like mm-hmm. that's been completely removed from the law. There's a lot of factors that go into that, the crafting of the law, but I don't think it's insignificant that the Department of Health was very specifically kept yeah. out of it.
I think it's consistent with a pattern of cloaking these very conservative initiatives through government in the language of religious freedom. Are you hearing that there?
I experienced a conference led by Governor Phil Bryant and actually two of them. And it was a teen pregnancy summit. And when I came into the convention center in Jackson, kids were being bused in from the Jackson School District. This was funded, just so you know, in part by the Department of Health of Mississippi through a direct request of the governor. So I'm there. There's a DJ. There's a popcorn machine. It's very, you know, sort of animated. Mm-hmm. And all these kids are there. And it kicks off with an invocation from a gentleman from the Salvation Army. Then Governor Bryant got up and started reciting the Lord's Prayer as a means to instruct on being a good father. And then there was a performance by a religious ballet company who performed to a religious ballad. And there was talk of virginity pledges, which is something that's a staple of ideologically based abstinence-only programs. Mm-hmm. This didn't seem amiss to anyone. The people that I spoke to after the fact, it was par for the course. Mm-hmm. So unless they're called on it, why do they have to talk about religious freedom, right? They just take it for granted. My impression was walking out of there is they just really feel like they're just going to do whatever they're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, anytime anything like that happens, we need to be really hyper aware of it because it's not helping anybody.
Right.
It's not based in science, reality, anything. Mm-hmm. It doesn't allow for the kids to be human beings.
Mm. Andy, how can our listeners follow what you're doing on this?
I would direct them to my webpage, which is just andykopsa.com. I just had a piece recently in The Atlantic, and I will be doing a three-part series probably in May with Mississippi Public Broadcasting, good, trying to host a roundtable discussion, because this is a very difficult conversation, and I want to try to bring some faith leaders and legislative leaders together and see if we can't at least try to understand one another.
Journalist Andy Kopsa is covering the tragic state of affairs in Mississippi. As always, I really appreciate you taking time to come and share your work with us on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you.